is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are broadcasting live from Etimiang Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. How are you today, Lagos? Thank you for joining us on the last hour of the show. 8 minutes past the hour. This Tuesday morning, I am Sheriff Quadri. Nigerians have been curious to know where and how the ongoing VAT controversy, that's value-added tax drama, which has been garnering reactions since the ruling by the Federal High Court in Port Harcourt stopping Federal Inland Revenue Service FIRS from collecting value-added tax VAT and personal income tax PIT in Rivers State and its subsequent extension to other states in the Federation would end. The same way you're wondering how or when it will end, the same way I am wondering. But guess what? We have an expert on the show who will bring some more light into this conversation. It is even getting more interesting now as Lagos State Government says it is ready to enforce a judgment to the letter because the State House Assembly has read that bill first and second reading yesterday. The speed with which they read the bill is quite really interesting. Let me go straight to the point and introduce my guest. Mr. Taiwo is here. Mr. Taiwo Idile joins me this morning. He's a fiscal policy partner and Africa tax leader at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He joins me via Skype this morning. You can watch live. Mr. Taiwo, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Sherry. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you. How is the climate in Abuja this morning?
Abuja is, you know, I wish I can be living and working in Abuja actually.
No way.
I got to office in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
And no. Lagos, that will be 2 hours.
Nice one, nice one.
Yeah, so it's much easier in terms of commuting.
Come back here. Come on, let us be dealing with the community here together like this. let's start from the basics, Mr. Tyler. What's value added tax? So that our people listening can actually, you know, key in and understand why we're having this conversation.
Yeah, excellent. So value added tax is a consumption tax. In other words, when you buy goods and services, you're buying a mobile phone, you're buying your airtime, or you are even maybe paying for, you know, a professional fee, consultancy, agency fee, commission. So on those kind of consumptions, you pay a tax. So in Nigeria, we have what we call the value-added tax. Now, I need to say that this value-added tax, if you go back in time, historically is one of the newest taxes in the world. So it's a tax that was introduced in the 60s. It was first introduced by France. So compared to other taxes, it's a baby tax. So that also means that if you also look at our history, Nigeria gained independence in 1960. Like I said, this was just about the time the first country in the world was even thinking about VAT. So we couldn't have talked about it. So this tax, as of 1963, when Nigeria then decided to be a federation, and I decided to go back and look at the constitution as of that time.
Right.
Also, in that constitution, there's nothing like VAT, but there is something around trade taxes, trade and commerce, and it's in the exclusive legislative list. So exclusive legislative list means this is the list on which only the federal government or the national assembly, at the time it was a parliament, can legislate. Concurrent means it could be both the federal government and the state government.
Okay.
And whatever is not on the exclusive and is not on the concurrent is considered to be residual items.
Okay.
Usually reserved for the states to legislate on. So back to your question, VAT is consumption tax. It's payable by anybody and anyone who consumes any items that are described as VATable. We do have a list of items that are exempt. So if you are buying basic food items like gari, like yam, like beans, you don't have to pay VAT. And some services like medical services, paying for tuition of your kids to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones are also exempted from VAT.
Indeed. Now, let's just dive in straight. Who is supposed to collect VAT? Federal or states?
So that's a $1 million question, Sheriff. So according to the Federal High Court in Rivers State, it says it states to collect in terms of consumption tax, because we said now that VAT is a consumption tax. So the Federal High Court says within the states, any consumption tax is a tax for the state to collect. Now, the other aspect of it that we need to consider is that what does that really mean in practical terms? So when you talk about value-added tax, and we said it's applicable on goods and services, these goods and services are consumed within a state. These goods and services also relate to interstate transactions. These goods and services also relate to international transactions. So I'll tell you that in 2020, that's just last year, FRS collected about 1.53 trillion naira from VAT. Over 50% of that amount, they got from import VAT and international non-import VAT. In other words, international services. So that in itself is not within the jurisdiction of any state.
That's right. That's right.
In addition to that, the Federal Capital Territory collected about 202 billion. Because remember, all the federal government contracts are situated in the FCT, right? So if you put FCT VAT plus import VAT and international services VAT, is more than 60% of VAT that was collected. Meanwhile, state and local government shared 85%. So the first clarity I want to bring and clarification for our people is this is not a conversation about federal taking money from the state.
Okay.
Otherwise, that conversation is misplaced.
Mm-hmm.
Federal is actually giving more to the state when it comes to VAT, okay. Right? Because they are collecting about 60% and they are sharing only 15%, giving the rest to the state and local government.
Okay.
That's number one point.
Okay.
The second point is that as you share the VAT between the states, which is really the crux of the matter, so there are states who believe that they contribute a lot more than they are getting from the pool.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Because whatever goes into the VAT pool, 20% of it is shared based on derivation. In other words, how much did I generate from your state? 50% is shared based on equality. And then 30% is shared based on population. So these other factors that you use in sharing 80% of the amount you're sharing are not seen to be equitable and fair.
That's right.
So this is where the likes of Lagos State and Rivers State are coming from. So Rivers State in 2020, the VAT collected from Rivers State was about 42 billion. The VAT shared to Rivers State and the local government in Rivers State was about 39 billion. So if you consider the cost of collection, I'll say Rivers State pretty much got everything they contributed into the pool. But is that fair enough? That's a question for us to interrogate.
Well, do you think it's fair, though, for states who are contributing more to the VAT to say that they want to be in charge of their VAT, and the states that are contributing less to the VAT purse to say that, no, they want to be part of the general pool, that they don't want to be in charge of their own VAT? In other words, do you think it's fair for the states like Lagos and Rivers to want to pull out from their consumption tax VAT that's been originally collected by the central government, now to say that they want to follow the court judgment in Rivers and say they want to have their own, they want to be able to collect their own consumption tax as VAT on their own? What then happens to some of those states that this VAT being collected, being pulled together in a pool, is what actually drives their economy? Because we can't shy away from that fact. Some states depend on such monies from the central government to get to them before they can carry out some basic activities of government.
Yeah, that's correct, and that's really the issue that we are dealing with here. So you have states that believe they are collecting a lot, but they are getting not anywhere as close to what they are collecting, and they believe the other states who are collecting almost nothing, but they're, you know, getting a lot. Also, if you remember the fact that some states, for example, they say you cannot consume alcohol and some other products.
I was coming there.
But in other states, people are charging VAT on them, and you are still sharing from the VAT. So these are the reasons why, you know, many of these states are now thinking about why don't we collect it ourselves. But this is what it means. So first and foremost, let me say that VAT is not a question of whether it's a federal or a state tax. It's a question of what the law says it is.
That's right.
Unfortunately, in our tax laws, you know, we have provisions that sometimes are not clearly situated within the Constitution. So as of 1986, the military government had, you know, we had different sales tax that were being implemented by the states. In 1993, a decision was made to introduce VAT. And it was concluded that you couldn't have VAT and sales tax because they are similar. So we needed to repeal our sales tax laws and replace with VAT. And the design of the VAT was, let's collect it centrally and share it to states and local governments. Now, remember that the 1993 decree that created the VAT predates the 1999 Constitution. So in other words, as of 1999, when we were trying to get a constitution, we already had VAT and it was being implemented. So why didn't somebody think about writing it clearly in the constitution as to how we wanted it to be collected? But they left a gap. Now, if the likes of Lagos State, River State, and a few other states start collecting, the key issues are, number one, Lagos State is being credited with collecting about 65% of VAT.
Okay.
But there is what we call the headquarters effects. So what that means is, many of the companies in Lagos are headquartered in Lagos, but their operations spread across Nigeria.
That's right.
Whether it's, just take MTN alone, right?
Yeah.
MTN is all over.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they remit their VAT, they remit everything to Lagos State. In Lagos State. It doesn't mean that it was derived from Lagos State. So even Lagos State needs to be mindful that the amount of VAT that can be derived from activities within Lagos State it's not going to be less than what they are collecting at the moment. So last year, they got about $207 billion from VAT, Lagos State government and the local government. So if states start collecting, some of the complications we see is really for the ordinary people and for businesses. So if you have your business in more than one state, how do you deal with input VAT was paid in Kano, output VAT is in Lagos, and then I have services and customers in different places. And then you have interstate transactions.
That's right.
And then national transactions. So when you want to do an audit, for example, for VAT, you need the company's turnover. Your turnover is a national turnover. You don't do turnover by state. How do you reconcile it?
How?
So it's a little complicated, right? So Nigeria needs to figure out what format of VAT will work for us. So in the US, for example, sales tax is collected by states. In Canada, VAT is both states and federal, right? So personal income tax in Nigeria is collected only by the states. In the US, it's shared between federal and states. Federal collects personal income tax, states collect personal income tax. So there's no format or structure of fiscal federalism that works for every country. Nigeria needs to develop the structure and the format that works best for our situation. I do not think that that format is where states are collecting it individually.
But Mrs. Ayo, you know, my problem in this entire scenario is that it's getting more complicated by the minute as you're explaining these things. It's looking like this is only the beginning of what is to come, a larger event that is to follow this VAT drama. But if you are just tuning in, you're welcome. It's the Morning Crossfire here on Nigeria Info, and we're trying to unravel the recent drama about value value-added tax that is ongoing right now. Lagos, just yesterday, the House of Assembly here in the state read the bill already twice, first and second reading, and the process is just being sped up at the state level. Governor of Rivers State is saying, is telling the IRS to go ahead and start collecting, you know, VAT. FIRS is saying, play tax, just pay your tax to us. If you don't, we cannot guarantee anything. Well, Mr. Taiwo, when we return from this break, right, I want to talk to you about what position do you think corporate organizations are right now, especially in Rivers and maybe in Lagos, you know, where the FIRS is saying one thing, the state is saying another thing. I mean, I wouldn't want to be in such a position, really. It's quite dicey as to where who they should pay their VAT to. Well, let's go to break. When we return, we'll talk some more and get some reactions from them. Nigeria listening to us this morning. You're welcome to join the conversation if you're with us. Please drop your thoughts on WhatsApp 0809 597 5805 on WhatsApp. We'll get to it in a moment. If you are on Facebook and YouTube, where we're streaming live right now, let's know what you think. If you're a tax expert, if you work with State Internal Revenue Services, let's know exactly, you know, what the office is like concerning this. If you work with FIRS and you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to join us as well. Let's know exactly what your position is. We'll be right back. Great morning to you again. If you are just tuning in, thank you for joining our conversation this morning on Nigeria Info 99.3. We're broadcasting live from Etimiyan Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Mr. Taiwo Edile from PwC is on Skype with us this morning, all the way from Abuja. He's a tax expert, and we've been talking about the VAT drama going on in Nigeria today. If you are a business executive, maybe a part of a multinational, and you're wondering how this will pan out, I guess it's time to, you know, ask the experts your question this morning. But before we go to the telephone lines that are buzzing and the messages that are dropping on our live stream on Facebook, we're streaming live on Facebook, we're also live on YouTube. So if you've got questions for Mr. Taiwo Edile, please feel free to drop your question with us on Facebook and on YouTube, and we'll take them. If you are on WhatsApp, our WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805 on WhatsApp. I'll take that again, 0809 597 5805 on WhatsApp. We've got the female line back up, so you can call if you're a female. When it's time to get across, would I open that line for you? And the general line is also very much active. Mr. Taiwo, let's get on with my question before the break. What then do you think companies should do? Who should they pay their VATs to?
Yes, great question. I think maybe I'll first even address what will happen to the ordinary people on the streets. So this conversation, what does it mean for you? What does it mean for me?
Yeah.
So for the vast majority of people, this will have no impact on them because they will still pay the VAT. Incidentally, the rate of VAT in the River State law and the National VAT law is the same. So for most people, you don't have to worry. Just pay your 7.5% and you move on. But there are some people who have to worry. So in River State, the River State VAT law does not have exemption for small businesses. The National VAT law has exemption for small businesses.
Okay.
So what that means is, in River State, if you are patronizing a barber, you know, a hairdresser, your tailor, you should pay VAT. Whereas under the national one, you don't have to pay. So that's one distinction in terms of what people need to think about.
Okay.
Now, to businesses, one good news is that under the VAT law, both the River State one and the national one, you are required as a business to do your self-assessment. So you do the calculation yourself and you make the payment yourself, and it's not a payment you make on a daily basis. So it's a payment that is made for a particular month. The payment and the returns are due by the 21st of the following month. So this conversation we're having today, any transaction you are dealing with, you still have like 50 days to worry about who you pay to. Right. So I would advise businesses continue to charge your VAT and keep it. And then I'm hoping, it's just unfortunate that in Nigeria, we don't take serious things seriously. This is a case where we should have an accelerated hearing up to the Supreme Court in a matter of like a few days. So that once you have a determination by the Supreme Court, nobody will be doing going back and forth and confusing taxpayers and businesses.
Right.
So I do think that the speed of enacting the law for me in River State was extraordinary. They got a judgment on the, I think it was on the 19th, 10 days after they had the law. So I wasn't surprised reading the law that even that law itself can be described to be unconstitutional. It has a provision there to levy VAT on imports.
Imports
on the exclusive list. States cannot levy taxes on imports. So what I would have wanted to see, that even if River State were to be right, they could have waited for a final determination by the Supreme Court. So imagine you start into River State now, and Court of Appeal says, no, FRS is right. So you start into FRS again, and then Supreme Court says that River State is right. That confusion is completely unnecessary.
Too much.
It's too much confusion. So, and for companies that, you know, if you have few transactions and they are large in numbers, don't invoice now. Wait until maybe even the 1st of October. When you invoice, it means that you have additional 50 days, 51 days before you even remit. So you have enough time so you don't confuse yourself and start accumulating penalty and interest.
Fantastic. Now, what worries me more is this, Mr. Taiwo. FIRS, we know, they've stepped up their game a whole lot in terms of VAT collection. They've really raised the bar. Yes, we still have a lot to do. There's a lot of, especially in the informal sector, we still have a lot to do in that area. But in terms of VAT collection and easy access to, you know, VAT remittances, they've done it quite a lot. These states' revenue collection agencies, I don't know. I think you know them better. Do you think they're truly equipped to do this thing that they're, because my worry is so that it will not result to using touts to be shutting down companies and be beating up executives there and there, because that's my major worry.
Yeah, no, you are spot on 100%. And I can tell you categorically, states do not have the capacity. And I'll tell you why. So FRS has done a lot. It has taken FRS like 28 years to get to where they are. They have made significant progress. In fact, for the first 6 months of this year alone, they've collected 1 trillion naira. They've never made that progress before, ever. Now, can state not build the same capacity? You know, why am I saying that? The answer is, if you look at what states have been collecting, I'll tell you authoritatively that the highest tax yielding tax head, revenue yielding tax head in the world is personal income tax. Right?
Yeah.
That has been with states 100% for as long as we can remember Nigeria. How much are they collecting? All the states combined, they collected only about 844 billion naira from personal income tax. South Africa, with the same amount of unemployment rate, with less than 1/3 of our population, collected about 12 trillion from personal income tax. 12 trillion. Stamp duties is 100% a state tax. Even what the states collect and what federal collect, the law says it should be given to the states. States are barely collecting 10 billion naira from stamp duties until FRS picked it up about 3 years ago. Property tax is like the second highest revenue yielding tax in the world. States today, the amount they collect is what you can call, you know, out-of-pocket expenses. So they haven't done well with the predominantly revenue yielding taxes that have been given to them for so many years. So I do not have the confidence that they will be able to build the capacity to collect VAT. We have seen, in fact, I was with the Joint Tax Board And they told me that one governor appointed chairman of, I think maybe PDP or APC as the head of the tax authority.
Yeah.
Another one appointed the deputy governor. Another one appointed a medical doctor. I respect medical doctors, but they are spent money collecting taxes. And then before you know it, they are world contract to consultants and using TAO to harass people everywhere.
Okay.
So I don't have that confidence for state to start collecting. I think what we should do is to say, FRS, can you track how much VAT you collect from each of the states?
Mm-hmm.
We give it back to them 100%, whatever is collected from the states.
Hmm.
Whatever is collected from international trade, import duties, federal government contract, then let's share that one. So that way nobody will feel like they're being shortchanged.
Yeah.
But collecting by states, I have my worry. All the people that are celebrating it now,
yeah,
give them another 6 months, they'll be the ones complaining.
Hmm. Indeed. I'm going to go to YouTube. Let's take one question from YouTube before we go to the telephone. Fatoyibo John on YouTube says, if states are to start collecting VAT, how can import VAT be net off against output VAT collected from final consumers?
Yeah, good question. So this is one area where some of us are not very excited for state to start collecting VAT, because import VAT, you have no choice. That would forever be collected by the customs, and that's a federal government agency. Now, you're going to be at the mercy of the state where you're selling the goods, whether they will allow you to offset the VAT you have paid on import. So imagine I'm importing iPhones, right? I'll pay VAT at the customs to bring them in,
okay,
but I'm selling them in Port Harcourt. So I'm at the mercy of River State Internal Revenue Service, whether they will allow me to claim the input VAT that I have paid. If they don't allow me, my cost of the importing the mobile phone just goes up significantly, and I have to pass it on to the customers, and they pay higher than they needed to pay. So that's why in a country like the US, they don't even do VAT, they just do sales tax, because this offsetting input, output can be complicated.
Indeed. Now let's go to the telephone and take some calls. I have some other questions here on Facebook, but let's take some calls first. 0700 993 993 993 and 01465 7190. That is for the ladies only. Ladies only line 01465 7190. I have Dan Baba. Just before I take Dan Baba on, let me state this very clearly. We are not discussing politics this morning. So if you like to be political, please do not call. Now, God, I take beg you, or anything you do, worship, now I take beg you. Don't call and talk politics, I beg. Dumba, bye morning to you.
If, and I greet your guest.
I salute you.
Yeah, I think I agree with your guest 100%. The same chair, that I don't want state to collect tax in Nigeria, unless if they can draw out a plan on how to generate or collect tax from the citizen. Let's take, for example, in Lagos State, look at the way the state collect tax from the citizen. NDRGW, for instance, is a tax collector. And then what they do, they perpetrate violence. Look at the way and manner they go to wheelbarrow to push out market women. If you don't pay tax, they beat you up. In my state, for instance, when you are cutting down a tree or whatever, they will come with gun, cutlass and everything to harass you. Is that how they should collect tax?
Thank you for your thought. Just to be clear, Mr. Taiwo, the levies and dues collected by NUITW, can we categorize them under tax, like they are tax collectors?
It's yes and no. So from a legal definition standpoint, a tax has to be enacted by law, by a state. So it's not a tax in that sense. But there's what we call implicit or informal tax. So these are taxes that you're being forced to pay, sometimes to non-state actors, but they're not supported by law. So a good example would be what the agbiros collect in Lagos State. If you don't cooperate, they'll remove your side mirror, right? So people are being forced to pay it, and sad, they're not even getting any values for the money they pay.
That's right.
So these are areas where Nigeria needs to really look in. What? When they did the analysis, these guys were making more money than some states.
Yeah,
the entire budget for the year,
So, yes. Let's take another call. Nigeria, good morning to you.
I'm very sorry. Can I go on?
Yes, please.
My question is this, please. All the tax being collected from FAT, please, can you tell me the percentage of Lagos State out of the total amount being collected from Nigeria? Prince Wise calling from Amuodo.
Welcome, Prince Wise. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Hello, good morning. Good morning to you. You're on the radio now. Oh, the person is not ready. Let's drop it. Let's please attend to Prince YS's call.
Yes. So for Lagos State for last year, got about 15% of total VAT collected. But remember that I said that more than 50% of the VAT collected related to international trade.
Right.
So if you consider the VAT collected from within Nigeria jurisdiction, then Lagos State got about 30% of the VAT collected nationwide, right?
Mm-hmm.
So which is not really bad. So remember that even though a lot of VAT payment was being attributed to Lagos State, those activities are actually taking place across the whole country.
That's right.
So everybody that is, you know, agitating to enact their own VAT law have to take a step back, do their calculations so they are not worse off at the end of the day, because this thing is not as simple as people are making it seem. Mm.
What do you think will now be the position of multinationals now who have offices across states of the Federation? Let's take MTN that you've mentioned earlier, for instance, that have their headquarters here in Lagos. But they have offices and they have operations across the country. What happens? How do they now pay? If this scales true now, how do they now calculate their VAT? How do they pay, especially when it concerns other states where they have operations?
Yes, so the major problem you're going to have is, so the likes of MTN and big companies, you know, they just need to maybe hire more accountants and more people to do their, which will raise their cost, but somebody will say it's creating employment. And they then have to start analyzing their turnover by states so that they can remit to the different states. But here is where the complication will come from.
Yeah.
So when you pay as a company and you pay input VAT and you are based in Lagos, maybe your procurement headquarter is in Lagos, it might be in Ogun State. Mm. So all the input payments will be in Ogun State. Ogun State will tell you, I can't allow you to claim all of it because you are selling these things across Nigeria.
That's right.
You have to then start what we call attribution, which is, you know, it's going to be a nightmare. Now, the other aspect is that for international companies, the gig, the tech guys, right? Mm. Google, mm. Amazon, Netflix. States will never have the capacity to go after them because these are international guys.
That's right.
So you still have the federal government to help you collect the VAT on those, including intellectual property, which is a big deal now. Mm. So at the end of the day, companies have to just, you know, hope that this thing is resolved in a way that is best for business, mm. best for the Nigerian people, and serves the interests of everyone. I think the real conversation here is to revisit how the revenue is shared,
right?
Not every state collect their own VAT separately.
Mm. Is that your professional opinion? Like, let's review the sharing formula of the revenue, not that states should start collecting VAT.
Absolutely. I think we should actually amend the constitution to make it clear that VAT will be collected centrally. And whatever is collected from a state will be given to them 100%. Whatever is collected on international business, trade, and international services, including technology, IP, should be shared. And find an equitable basis based on derivation to share those. And everybody will be happy, and it will be good for business, and the ease of doing business, and the ease of paying taxes.
Right. We're going to speak with Titi Lopwe, who is in Ogun State. Titi Lopwe, morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Oyedele. Well done, sir.
Morning.
I like your analysis, and I'm a practitioner myself, and I think the problem area, like you have said, is in the area of allocating what belongs to the state and what belongs to the federal, particularly when you consider the VAT input and the VAT output. But for me, I see everything as just an academic exercise, because like you have said, it's very cumbersome, such that at the end of the day, it will be difficult for anybody to say, okay, fine, Lagos, for instance, or Ogun State, is actually making so and so amount of billions of naira as VAT because other people also contribute to that. But I think for me, what I could have wanted is where we specifically state categorically what is federal government's responsibility in terms of autonomy to generate income and spending that money. For instance, if you have a sales of oil and everybody is going to Abuja FAT get allocation, the same thing with VAT, then we are really not doing well. We are going to be under or working under capacity. For me, if you allow everybody to have the power of autonomy to generate and do whatever they want to do with their resources, just get income from them in form of taxation, I think it would be better. Okay, now what has the government done to a state like Kano or even Zamfara that has really disturbing those who pay VAT from doing their businesses? Government has not done anything to protect them. They pay VAT, yet the goods are being destroyed by Kano government, and government has not done anything to protect those businesses. So I think instead of just the academic exercise, we should just sit down and look at total restructuring in terms of autonomy to generate income and be responsible with that income. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tsilokwe. Zai, would you like to respond to that?
Yeah, actually, I agree with him. I think what we should do is, find the format and the structure that work for us. I think, almost every federation in the world has some sharing of revenue. So sharing of revenue in itself is not a bad thing, because there's no way you can have a federation and allow every state to go to the port and be collecting port duties, right? So there's no way you can allow every state to start dealing with foreign countries. In fact, the foreign countries would even pay attention to you. So in a federation, there are rules for the central government, and that happens everywhere.
Okay.
So if you are sharing revenue, whether it's money from oil, whether it's from VAT, whether it's from stamp duties, that in itself is not a problem. So what is a problem is if people don't think that you are being fair to them in the way it's being shared. That is really the conversation in Nigeria. So if you have states, speedily enacting VAT law because they want to collect on their own, I think we're going to be creating chaos. And that chaos is not what we need at this time. I can imagine now just what's going on in River State would already be discouraging people even in other states from charging and remitting VAT. I won't be surprised if VAT collection in the second half is less than VAT collection in the first half, which is not in the interest of anyone.
Right.
Because Nigeria desperately needs revenue to address our challenges.
Right, indeed. Let's get back to telephone. Hello, good morning to you. Oh, we lost our call. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
This is Engineer James calling from Ekpe.
Welcome, Engineer James. Welcome.
Okay, no doubt a very brilliant character part, but I don't agree with some of his positions.
Yes, please go on.
That state should have waited for the final verdict from Supreme Court. We can't leave the situation for loopholes. There is a subsisting valid court judgment, which must be obeyed. So many of the states that don't have capacity to collect most of the taxes, but Lagos State has demonstrated capacity to collect her taxes. So the process can be improved upon. I believe that Mr. Funmi can as well talk about that. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, too. Thank you for calling. Let's take one more. Nigeria Info, good morning. Okay, we lost that. Mr. Taiwo, please go on and respond to that.
Yes. You know, my reason for asking states to wait until we have a final determination is very simple. So even the governor of River State said that until there's a judgment by a higher court, a court of higher jurisdiction, that they will continue to collect, which means even the governor admit that there could be a different judgment by a higher court.
That's right.
So the Supreme Court has said before that the decision of the court is not infallible, but it is final, which means for all other courts, they can be faulted and they are not final. I'll tell you that this judgment we're talking about in River State also says that tertiary education tax should not be collected by the federal government. It should be collected by the states. It says withholding tax should also be collected by the state. And I can tell you categorically, those are wrong. Tertiary education tax is based on what we call accessible profit. So it's tax on profit, and that's clearly in the exclusive legislative list. Withholding tax is an advance payment of income tax. Income tax in the is in the exclusive. So you can fault some of the analysis in that judgment. What if the VAT judgment is overturned by the Court of Appeal? Then we repeal the law in Rivers State, and CFRS can continue. When Supreme comes back, Supreme Court comes back, we shouldn't be doing that to ourselves.
Indeed.
We should wait for a final determination, in my own view.
Indeed, indeed. Let's get back to the telephone and take a few more calls. Hello, good morning to you. Welcome back. Apologies to that last caller that got cut off. Apologies to that. Appreciate your time, though. But we are fast running out of time, Mr. Taiwo. I never believe that this time will be so short like this. Because I still particularly want to ask... because according to analysis that I have read, about 30 states would bear the brunt of this new direction that seems to be, because about 30 of them aren't doing well when it comes to value-added tax. And some other states that have banned alcohol sales, destroying businesses, are benefiting from. So there's a lot of interconnectivity when it comes to this VAT tax issue. But Mr. Taiwo, let me get your final word on this topic this morning. And I want to come through it from this angle. Like, now that the cases are in court, businesses, as you have mentioned, have confused. Other states' government are following in that direction as well. Like, they have seen money. They have seen that there is prospect in this move. What should all parties do at this point right now?
Yeah, great one. So I think I'll start with the people. So I'll say, I do like that we're having this conversation. So I commend River State for bringing up the issue. By the way, it's been brought up also previously by other states like Lagos State. So first, the people should take emotion out of it. Let's try and look at it logically. What does it mean for us, for the state government, for local government, and for the federal government? So the second one will be to the states themselves. So the states should not heat up the tax system. So we already have too many issues that we're dealing with. Let's be calming down. Let's take time to have conversation and engagement. Even when you want to pass a bill, it should take months, right? You need to have engagement with taxpayers, with consultants, you know, and public hearing and all of that. Then I would beg the court, please accelerate the hearing on this matter. It's currently with the Court of Appeal. Let's get a judgment. It's a declaratory judgment. It shouldn't take that long. Let's get a judgment before the end of this month so we have clarity. And my final appeal will be to the National Assembly and the State Assemblies. Let's have a look at the Constitution now. This is a very fantastic opportunity.
Right.
And recreate the version of the tax system that we want, that is fit for purpose and in the best interest of our country going forward. That would be my final remarks.
Mr. Taiwo Oyedele, thank you so much for joining us on the Crossfire today. It's been amazing, always amazing to have you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Taiwo Oyedele is a fiscal policy partner and Africa tax leader at PricewaterhouseCoopers. He joined us via Skype in Abuja today. You can watch this show again on Facebook and on YouTube and on our website as well, nigeriainfo.fm, on our website. It's 9 o'clock. Let's bring you the news here on Nigeria Info. After each, Jimmy, this will be here with Daily Digest.